Now to join me and my many legendary guests every Sunday from 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM. Remember, this is where real country music lives every Sunday from 8 to 11. Y'all stay tuned now, you hear.
Attention all musicians and production companies. The Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KCFF, and the Kingston Music Office are thrilled to announce the fourth edition of the Slate Music Video Program. Local film production companies will receive financing to create new music videos featuring Kingston's top musical artists, with a special focus on emerging talent. All greenlit videos will premiere at the Kingston Canadian Film Festival. If interested, please visit kingston.ca/music to learn more.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
folks. Hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Just welcome. We haven't even started
yet. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Hello, just everyone. Welcome.
Yeah. I'm so embarrassed. That's not okay.
It's Tuesday. And
it's Tuesday.
Guys,
I'm
week
Dean.
It's my birthday and I'm Megan. So it's my birthday week.
It's been
welcome.
A whole week of birthday. Goodness. It's fun because, like, on the birthday week, you get to sort of make all the calls. You get to, you're the big shot. Whatever preferences the dear co-host wants, she gets.
Mm-hmm.
But she also hates making decisions.
Mm.
So it's quite the catch-22 that you're in.
I made a few decisions. For example, Dean was such a trooper and came with me to see the Brokes.
That's right.
Which is a Strokes cover band.
I just mean
Trooper in that, you know, like, Dean doesn't listen to the Strokes that much, and it's a cover band, but I heart the Strokes.
Strokes is a good band, folks. We just heard At the Door by the Strokes, which they played, the Brokes did, at the show. And I went in, like, joking, like, oh, I want to hear, like, At the Door, thinking they're never going to play that. And then they did. It was crazy.
Yeah. It was a great show. They did, like, one set, then there was a DJ, then there was another set.
Mm-hmm. Like an indie sleaze, quote unquote.
I totally understand why they do not do this. And they actually played in Kingston, like, I feel like 6 months ago or something. So, or last year, maybe now. Time flies. But I was hoping when they came out that they were all going to be dressed like their respective Stroke. that was not the case. They just sort of went with the vibe of the band in general. Totally get it. That would be
one,
like,
of the guys, though,
really
half
weird.
Of his face was drooping, though. And I really respected that commitment to the bit.
You're so funny. But yeah, they sound really like them, in my humble opinion. I feel like I wish there was, like, more in between song banter, but I guess, like, you're a cover band.
Are you trying to emulate them, or are you just your own band? And then it's like, okay, you're doing, like, weird cosplay at that point.
Yeah.
And, like, or you have, like, canned things that, like, he said at other shows. Like, that just seems kind of lame.
Yeah. So, yeah, I totally get it. But they sound great. I don't know.
Shut up and sing.
They put on a really fun show. I am personally an Angles fan, which is, like, the Strokes' fourth album, that no one else in the whole world likes, and it got, like, critically panned, and the Strokes hate it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, like, in grade 9.
Yeah,
so,
you were vibing.
Or 8, or whatever it came out. So I feel like I love all those songs, and the singer of the Brokes is also an Angles stan. So they did a few songs off Angles, and he was talking about how much he loves it to the chagrin of the other members, which I was like, that's right.
That's exactly
so,
right.
So, best band ever. Go see the Brokes, you know, if they're ever in Kingston again, or if you want to go to Toronto. But yeah, they're from Toronto, but they've been, like, playing in New York City and stuff. Like, they're
like
doing
they actually,
well.
Like, tour around, which is cool.
Yeah, so,
but yeah,
very
folks,
fun.
If you want more, you know, concert reviews of Toronto shows that you did not and could not go to, and most of the reviews just concerned about how attractive the, you know, front people are.
Mm. Not just the front men, all of them.
Okay,
I can rate everyone on lists, just so you know. I don't discriminate. Every instrument.
We're equal opportunity here. But yes,
yeah.
If you want more of that, consider cfrc.ca/donate. That's a link that you could travel to if you'd like to donate to our funding drive.
We've got 2 weeks left.
A couple more weeks. It's getting busy. It's getting down to the wire. If you're looking for some last minute gifts, all of your donations to CFRC, you get various swag, t-shirts, tote bags, coasters, things like this. You get to request songs. You get entered into raffles to win even bigger prizes from local businesses around Kingston. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. We'll probably touch on it again during our 2 hours with you today. But
yeah, so definitely.
It's amazing.
Yeah, keep that, you know, joggling around in your mind. CFRC.ca/donate. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
Up next, folks, we've got a brand spanker. This is Inhaler, Open Wide. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. sometimes you'll do much worse. You can't reverse the beautiful things you say. Yeah, in blue jeans, the faded color, 'cause you wear them away. Yeah, we trampled on holy ground, so you could throw your toys out of the cradle. And I hold down these ties as much as I want things from you. You got your arms out open wide. You say, come on baby, take a look. I'll stay with you when you are cruel to the violent thoughts in your. I'm not taking time.
friend of a friend of a
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. My dear co-host, could you let people know what we just heard?
Okay, we just heard Friend of a Friend by Cootie Catcher.
Yes, that song, I gotta say, so much fun. I just stumbled across this on like some, you know, I'm going through all the new Canadian indie to play you folks, and this one like stood out. I really, really like that fun
nice.
Fact.
Yeah, before that, She Will Be Missed by Ecstasy, and at the top, Open Wide by Inhaler.
A brand spanker, if you will.
Yeah.
Yes.
Weren't they all brand spankers?
Yeah, I think they were all brand spankers. Folks, brand spankers is just what we call any song that came out within the last 3 months.
which is, like, for us, most of what we're supposed to play on this show. Yeah. So almost all the songs are
brand
spankers.
Yeah, about 70% of the songs are actually brand spankers. I just sort of, I only highlight certain brand spankers.
Yeah. Okay, so we love Exclaim, the Canadian little music publication.
They're the best.
Exclaim.ca, you know, if you ever want to read their stuff. But they have put out a list of the 25 worst album covers of 2024.
Yes, and we're going to, in this audio medium,
try and visually describe these to you.
But paint you a word picture.
I would say pull up the article when you have a second, because we're only going to do the top 12, and all of them from 25 to one are very bad. Like, I'm looking at them and I'm like, who, what? Like, they look so bad.
Yeah,
all of them are insane. Anyway, okay, number 12, they're doing
we're starting
take.
At 12 because they have Tortured Poets Department.
It's a bad album cover.
The Taylor Swift, it like, I guess, is it the 12th worst?
It's just because she's so famous and has so much money at her disposal, in black and white,
on a bed.
Yeah, and this is what she came up with. Like, it's so boring. And I feel like Taylor Swift has had some great album covers, but this one, when I saw it, I was like, no way. This looked like
it's a snore.
She made it like on Photoshop on her own laptop and did one photo shoot for like 5 seconds. Like, it's just so boring.
Well, I think it's telling that like this is like the year of Taylor Swift and like this huge Eras tour, and like no, you can't name a single song off this record.
Fortnite.
The Post Malone one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, only because she named it after my favorite video game.
No, and I could actually name a bunch of songs off this album because I remember everyone making fun of the track listing when it came out. But anyway,
okay. 11, we have, I think this is Kanye.
Yeah, it is. It
Vultures 1. Yeah, it's like his new wife.
Are they married?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think.
It's just, you know, it's like a butt.
It's just a butt. Yeah. A lot of these are just, like at least three of these worst album covers are just an image of a woman's butt.
Yeah, but he also looks like a creepy serial killer in the back, so. Oh,
Party
wow.
Party Cannon is just, like, this weird AI gobbledygook.
Oh, wow, but it's, like, very clowns. Disgusting. It's, like, really gory AI clown
Never
stuff.
Never heard of Party Cannon.
What, these? How did they even find all these albums? Like, these are actually horribly disgusting album covers.
Okay, this is a great band name, though. Or, no, I think the band is Dreams of Puke.
No way. No. Yeah.
Dreams of Puke is the album, and Squid Pisser is the band. It's
also just like, I mean,
it looks like a demonic children's book.
If an artist did this, then like, okay, it kind of looks AI generated as well, but I think actually someone could have drawn this.
Yeah,
but
it's just strange.
Just a lot of like gory clown stuff. Like, I'm just like, where's everyone getting this? Okay.
The Black Dahlia murder is just like a hole.
This one's not so terrible.
It's not terrible.
It's just like a hole in water that a bunch of boats are going into.
You know, maybe it's evocative something, but what isn't?
I think the person who made this article doesn't like butts or something.
No.
Because I think that's like the whole theme here. Okay, these are just like literally disgusting.
Yeah,
Evil Dead Toxic Grace.
Just way too busy, just a guy looking at screens. Boring.
And it's really a lot of bugs.
Katy Perry in is at number 6 here with 143.
It's not a great album
cover.
It's
just her wearing a plastic bag flowing in the wind.
It's not the worst. It's not as disgusting to look at as the other ones, but it's not great.
Oh man.
Oh,
Paris
and then
Hilton.
Very similarly,
at a record.
Paris Hilton, Infinite Icon. She's doing the exact same pose as Katy Perry on the previous album.
Yeah.
They're both just sort of standing like the Venus
very
de Milo.
Similar. Yeah.
I think Paris Hilton's is like explicitly referencing that because she's like on a little piece of water thing, and it's all techno. It's kind of like she's trying to be Grimes, but like can't do
yes,
it.
Yes, totally. This is like Grimes we have at home.
Yeah.
Danny Warhol's Rock Maker.
Not terrible, it's just really boring. It's just like the text on a white screen.
Yeah, it's like people looking at art.
The word rock maker.
Yeah. Kind of boring, but not terrible. Number 3, Sarah Bulho, Piss and Love. Lots of urine.
Yeah, that is
list.
Quite disgusting.
This is horrible.
There's drawings of
people peeing a peace sign into the grass.
No, it's unsightly.
It's no good.
It's not nice.
Tears for Fears. Okay, this one definitely is number 2. This one is just like for real AI generated. Like they like advertised like how happy they were that they could make this terrible. It's just an astronaut standing in a field of sunflowers. Something that could have been drawn so easily.
Easily. Or painted even.
Yeah,
it's
not like it's
beautiful.
Like that interesting of an idea.
Yeah, and the clouds look really bad. And the astronaut suit looks really bad. Like, there's supposed to be a little camera on it. And it looks, like, pretty horrid. And I don't know what's going on the suit itself. There's, like, these weird blue glowing things surrounded by leaves at the bottom. It's not looking good. It's not looking good.
Very strange.
Tears for Fears. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
This that looks really bad.
Hit the showers, boys.
Yeah.
And then number 1, Cinquanta.
From Maynard James Keenan. It's like him,
as a baby
in a crib with his feet
his
right
huge
up
wrinkly feet like shoved
main
into
part of
like
the image.
Into the lens.
It looks very bad.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's
live album documenting his 50th birthday concert. His sense of humor remains in middle school. This is definitely the worst one.
Yeah,
this is somehow
really
worse
bad.
Than Tears for Fears. That's
okay,
incredible.
Thank you, Exclaim.
Okay, yeah, no,
you found some really
generally,
disgusting
I agree with
album
this list.
Covers.
I feel like, that they did some excellent sleuthing there.
Oh, wow.
And I salute your service, sirs.
Yeah. Okay. So go look at at all these images. They look insane. Yeah. So have fun.
Yeah. Again, please, if you're driving, just look at it at the stoplights.
Yeah.
up next, folks, The National released their live album recorded in Rome called Rome. I played some songs off of this when they were just teased a couple tracks, but now we've got the whole thing. So here's my favorite track, Humiliation.
If I die this instant, taken from the distance, they would probably list it down among other things. Right, child, I got my rings around, I got baby to pound. I see stars and go weak, my baby cries and lays me down. In the skies of a black vent, I see eyes of a white man. The surprise of the week is that I never heard the sound. The LA women fall asleep while swimming. I got paid to fish them out. Then one day I lost the job and I cried a little. I got frightened a little. Then she laid her eyes on mine and she said they were better off. I got my rings around, I got baby to pound. I see stars that go in, my baby cries and lays me down. In the shadows of a blessing, I see eyes of a light. The surprise of the week is that I never heard the sound. Tunnel vision, hearts fly away.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Be Careful With Yourself by Julia Jacklin. Apparently, we're getting a new record early next year. That's what the rumor is, folks.
Okay.
Before that, we heard Not a Band with their song Paprika. And right at the top, we heard The National with Humiliation live in Rome.
You know what's cute? How Mr. Salt and Mrs. Pepper, or whatever, reversed on Blue's Clues. Their little baby's named Paprika.
That is cute.
That's so cute.
Folks,
what a great idea.
What are the mechanics of this? How does a mineral and a peppercorn seed create whatever paprika is?
Maybe they adopted, you know? But paprika's so cute.
True.
And I just, like, your beautiful daughter Paprika, like, I'm going to use that now. I think my child is going to be named Paprika.
Yeah. Pap smear, we could call it.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Golden Globe noms are out.
That's right.
We're here to get mad at
it. The goofiest of all of the big nominations.
Yeah, I've actually never seen the Golden Globes.
No, but no one ever does.
Yes, people do, because people talk about the red carpet looks and stuff.
Yeah, but know, like they know. Watch the red carpet and then they turn it off.
Yeah, probably. So for the thing that's driving me crazy is the difference between Best Motion Picture Drama and Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy.
Musical or comedy always has, like, one or two where you're like, what? Really? But this year is particularly egregious.
There's two musicals in musical or comedy, and the rest, to me, are dramas. So I'm like, okay.
What's the other musical?
So, we have Emilia Perez and Wicked are musicals in the musical category. The rest are A Real Pain, which is like a dramedy. A Nora, which I would have just put in drama, I would think. I haven't seen it, so I can't say. But I swear it was just billed as a drama.
Definitely Challengers.
Challengers is a drama, and The Substance is like a horror movie.
Challengers is a musical, but instead of dancing, they tennis. To like EDM beats.
So true.
That's what makes it a musical.
So that does not make any sense to me whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But for drama, we have A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Nickel Boys, September 5th, and The Brutalist. So Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya are both cleaning up. They are getting lots of noms.
Mm-hmm.
With the Best Motion Picture Animated, I have not seen any of them.
Go to actors. We don't care about...
Oh, non-English language we have as well for Best Motion Picture. Okay, so we have Best Performance by a Female Actor in a Motion Picture Drama. So they actually separate even the acting into, like, drama and then the musical or comedy thing.
And then also by sex.
Yeah, so there's just... And then they do supporting. So it's like, there's too many awards.
There are way too many
Golden
Globes.
They need to chill. I feel like rather than doing two categories of five movies each, they should just do what the Oscars do and do like 10
but
to 12.
But they can't do just what the Oscars do, because then they're just like the Oscars. Like, they have to differentiate themselves
I
somehow.
I guess so. Yeah, but why do the Golden Globes exist? This is a good question. We have, for Female Actor in a Motion Picture Drama, Angelina Jolie for Maria, which I had not even heard of, so I need to watch that. Fernanda Torres and I'm Still Here. Kate Winslet in Lee, Nicole Kidman in Baby Girl.
Let's go.
Pamela Anderson in The Last Showgirl and Tilda Swinton in The Room Next Door. I've seen zero of these so far.
Yes, I haven't heard of most of these. We have not been
I
up
thought
to date on
I
movies.
Was watching movies no, this year. Apparently
we've done
not.
Horribly this year.
But also, like, you know, the big fancy award nominations come out and you're like, oh, I guess I should watch like all these good movies that are coming out now. Because to be fair to us, they only release them like at the end of the year because they get nominations and they know that people will then want to go see them. So
okay, so they've got Sebastian Stan here nominated for The Apprentice, where he plays Trump.
Yes.
I've heard that this movie is like fairly good, but it's been sort of like not even critically panned, just sort of like unmentioned. I don't think like this might be the only thing it gets nominated for. Just like after like the Trump win, like people just don't have the stomach for like anti-Trump stuff anymore. It's very strange. But like, you know that like actors on actors thing they do at the end of every year?
Yeah.
Sebastian Stan was supposed to be on it, but no other actor would talk to him about Trump during the interview.
Whoa.
So he had to step down, and then they put in Ryan Reynolds to take his place.
Wow.
For Deadpool.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
So okay. That's the state of Hollywood right wow. now. That's where we're at.
But yeah.
Like all of their agents were like, no, don't talk about Trump. Like that's toxic. Like
wowzers. It's not worth the struggle. Well, yeah, because okay, they made what's her face from West Side Story yes, apologize for being too mean when Trump won. And yeah. she was like, what's yeah, wrong she had with to you walk people? That back. And then she's like, sorry, I was sowing division.
Yeah. Because she's in like a Disney movie coming up. Or she's in that Snow White
she's
movie.
She's in Snow White. Yeah.
So they were like, I imagine they threatened her family or something.
Oh my goodness. Okay, but yeah, this is best performance by male actor in motion picture drama. The longest title ever. Adrian Brody, The Brutalist, which we need to see. It looks really good. Coleman Domingo, Sing Sing. Daniel Craig, Queer. Ralph Fiennes, I never know how to say his last name. Conclave. Fiennes. Sebastian Stan, The Apprentice. And Timothy Chalamet, A Complete Unknown. Yeah, literally, guys, we're like 0 for 0. We need to watch so many movies. Wow. There's yeah. a lot of nominations. I recommend yeah. scrolling through.
Go
some
through.
Of them
oh,
are
yeah.
funny.
We got Denzel in for there for Gladiator 2.
Supporting
too.
Role in any motion picture. Okay, for supporting, they don't divide it by genre.
That's
they
for the best.
They just say, you did a good job. Yeah. Oh, I also saw something that like Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez, Zendaya, and Miley Cyrus are apparently all nominated for Golden Globes this year. So everyone's like the Disney Channel star.
Yeah,
like,
no kidding.
They are breaking through. They, you know, soon, like in a few years, finally. It'll be like only Disney children nominated yeah. for anything.
And like Disney Channel stars have had it so hard for so long. I'm so happy to see them represented in media. Anyway, folks, we've got someone else who's represented in media. It's Dan Mangan has a new track out. It's called She Has No Time. Here we go.
You think your days are up? Goes her own way. She goes her own way. I think your days are ordinary. No one ever thinks about you. We're all can hardly breathe without you. She says she has no time for you now. She says she has no time. Think about thank you.
Lately, I'm feeling confident. Never needing help, I'm telling myself, just keep on progressing. Changing the lonely moments of hoping I could extend every second doubt. Crept in the basement, time to erase it.
Folks, hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard The Vaccines, I Always Knew, Before that, we heard Arenas with their song 681. And right at the top, we heard Dan Mangan with his brand spanker, She Has No Time.
Yeah.
But she has plenty of rosemary.
Okay, we are, gonna just give us a one more segment on the Golden Globes. Because
folks, we're enamored
crazy.
With it.
It's crazy. Just, like, their nomination process, to me, is like, okay, which things did everyone see and already made a lot of money?
All the studio execs get together and they all put one that in stuff. The hat. Yeah.
They have, not only is the, like, other categories all, like, pretty popular movies, they also have a cinematic and box office achievement category, which literally is just, like, they give you an award for making a lot of money.
It's Deadpool,
like,
and Wolverine, it's Gladiator 2, it's Inside Out 3, it's Wild Robot. Twisters.
It's just movies that, like, I guess aren't good enough to, like, go in one of the other categories, but they don't want to get
but
in trouble.
But they're big IP movies, and they made a lot of money. So it's not enough that you made more money than God. You also need a little trophy that congratulates you on making so much money, apparently.
Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. And then also, they further divide the TV shows also into drama versus musical or comedy, which I'm mad about. But also they do the same thing. Like, they put The Bear in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
The Bear is way more a drama. The second or the third season, whichever one just came out, is not even funny. I was like, what?
The third season, like, what the third season does is it makes itself a comedy. By, like, not, like, they just have, like, it's a drama that just has two goofuses in it. Just, like, Matty Matheson and, like, his brother or whatever on the show are just, like, two, like, palookas that, like, you know, wander around.
And say jokes. And they
like,
have,
not
like, one
they just,
joke
like, sort of, the joke is that, like, they're silly and stupid.